Last week we were talking about non-ribbis ketsutza ribbis. So in other words, ribbis which was not
determined,
pre-stipulated. and we were talking about if you add on more b'shas piroin, when you're giving back the loan, if you're adding on more, and we differentiated between adding on more to the mekach or adding on more to a halva. Okay, now we're going on a different scenario of ribbis d'rabbanan, which was not stipulated, and that is that you add it on either before the halva or after the halva. And that's really based on a Mishnah, which we brought down here on page 3. It's the Mishnah Ayin Hamud Beis. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Oymer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Yesh Ribbis Mukdemes, Yesh Ribbis Mukharis. There's such a thing as Ribbis Mukdemes, and there's such a thing as Ribbis Mukharis.
Oh. Which one are we on?
Sorry. Page 3, the Mishnah. We just started the Mishnah. You have in mind that you're going to need a loan from this guy at some point soon. Okay, you're going to need a loan from him. So Memela Nosan Ena, we just started. You think you're going to borrow money from someone. So you send him a gift and you say, Bishvil to Talveni, I'm sending you this so that you'll lend me money.
Okay? Thanks in advance.
What? Yeah, so in other words, you know, you're kind of...
incentive.
We're done? Yeah, okay. I have another one in my car.
It's okay.
So that's pre-rib. That's ribbis muktam. You know, before the loan, you gave the guy the ribbis. Lava himenu. But if you, and what happens the other way around? You already borrowed money from him. And then you returned it. And then after the loan was finished, you said, oh, listen, this is such a good taiva for me. This is akar zatoiv for the money that you were betelos etzli, that, you know, doing not, you didn't have anything from it and you gave it to me for free. Zuy ribbis mu'ucheres. And this ribbis mu'ucheres means after, either before you took out the loan or after you took out the loan. Okay? Yeah. Now, this, we'll see what the status of this is. This is ribbis d'rabbanan, it's ribbis d'raisis, less than ribbis d'rabbanan. We'll have to see what the din is, but this is when, again, another example of unstipulated ribbis. Now, if you notice the lashon of the Mishnah, it says ketzad nasan ein of lil vayseman. You have in v'humishaleach lai, and you send it ve'oimer, and you tell him b'shusha talveni. So the question is this lashon of the Mishnah dafka or lav dafka? The Mishnah says that you actually have to say that you're doing it because of the loan. So let's now go to Shulchan Aruch, Sivvav, Kofsamach Sivvav. Okay, it's page 6 in the booklet. So Kofsamach Sivvav, and it says over there, Osur lahakdim haribis oy laacher oysar. You're not allowed to be makdim ribis, and you're not allowed to be maacher ribis. And it's even not during the halva, ketzad. Nosan enav mimenu, little voice menu, you have in mind to borrow money from him, vayim meshager lo dayer, and you send him a loan. Now, let's skip a gift. Now, skip the Lashon of the Ramah for a minute. Okay. And just go through. If you just read the Mechaber straight, so he would be saying like this. And you send him a gift in order that he should lend you money. And if you already borrowed the money, and you sent him a gift. So if you read the Lashon of Mechaber straight, right? It's a little different than the Mishnah. It says Bishvil. It doesn't say Ve'oimer Bishvil. In other words, the Leivid never spoke out according to
he
the Machaber.
He's
doing it for the loan, yeah. And he's doing it to get the loan. He's doing it in order to get, but he never said the word Ve'oimer. The Machaber is learning the Ve'oimer is like Ve'oimer Beliboy. Is that he thinks, but he's not actually saying it. So this is a big chumrah in the Machaber, it would come out. that if you just think that it's for the loan, it's also to send it. This is the whole, this would come out. However, let's read it with the Rama. Okay. No, so then it's mutter.
I heard you had a break a little bit late, but you know, here it is.
Oh, it's Stam. Stam, you have a Kavana. Yeah,
I'm not having a mind for it because I don't want to do this.
Okay, so then.
For the loan.
Okay, fine, that's the loan. But it says like this. Also, hakta maribis al achar. I say, ketsa nasan ein avlovas minavai meshagel adar. Now read the Rama, the last line of page 6. Upirish, and he spoke out.
Clarify, clear.
Bishvil shi'al veyu. Oishu oy. Or another case is shuhu matana maruba the mistama havakiu upirish. Or it's a matana maruba which is also like pirish. So the Rama is adding over here that it's not enough. There's no iser if the kavana. Just based on the kavana of the loiva, the iser is only if he actually spoke it out. So he mamish speaks.
So an application fee essentially is a problem. It sounds like.
Well, that's for a loan, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, unless.
But it could be denied.
No, because that's not for the agranata. They're not giving you the money because they're going to lend it to you. It's for the service of processing and whatever.
Okay, so this guy priming the pump. Has to go out to meet you a little bit. You know, see if this guy is really creditworthy. Why would otherwise somebody give a gift prior? He's trying to get in the good graces of the lender. Somehow.
Right. This is not the good graces of the lender. This is because it costs the lender money to go through a processing of the paperwork.
It doesn't really cost. I mean, they're making money somehow. I mean,
maybe he's not sure that the lender actually wants to lend the money, so he borrows
his money. He borrows his money, yeah.
It does cost them money, A. And B, if they didn't have such a fee, then anyone looking for a loan would go and apply pretty much everywhere. And then he'd figure out what they do. They'd be 20 times busier.
Well, let's say somebody privately wants to start having registration. You want to borrow money from me? No problem. I have to think about it. And for me to think about it and take the time of writing out the loan and putting it in my ledger.
Having the 30 emails back and forth and then contacting the underwriter and then getting...
Yeah, it costs money.
I'm saying, how do you have a hint to that it's not Ribis?
That is
Ribis.
No, the guy has money to lend. Now, he doesn't have even better yet. He doesn't even have money to lend. But Lamaisa, I want him to be on my good side. I send him gifts, and then I said, by the way, I even told him according to the Machat Rama, I'm gonna want a loan from you soon. I'm marrying off my thing. I'm gonna need some loan for the chasana. I don't need it yet, but in the meanwhile, I'll take this, I know that you're probably going to lend me the money. You're such a nice guy, and I appreciate our friendship. Here's some flowers for Shavuos, and nice. We'll be in touch. So that's what he said.
Is Rivas with Demis
Derisa? Oh, so let's see what it is. So this is very important. Now, if you look in the Mechaber Viter. Zuhi ribis mukheres vim avar va'asakein. The last line is sevav vim avar va'asakein hareze avak ribis. This is avak ribis. It's ribis derabonah. It's not ribis deraisa.
He took a bigger gift.
What?
The gift wasn't bigger.
No.
The bigger gift is not avak.
No, because why? Because it's not machmas the agarnatar. You're not paying for having the money. You're paying for him to give you the loan, but you're not actually paying for having the money. Now, not only is it not ribis deraisa, no, because you paid it back already. Now, the Rabbi Kivegar over here adds on a knesh. It's very important. The halacha is like this. Ribis ketsutza, if you charge ribis deraisa, then you have to, there's a mitzvah to pay it all back. Ribis ketsutza yoytze b'dayonim. And it's Beis Din will force the malva, the lender who got the ribis, to give it back. You have to pay it back. Ribis derabanan, there's no Beis Din can't force you, but there's a mitzvah, lotzei sidei shemayim, the good thing, Chazal and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should give back the money. You shouldn't keep it if it's ribis derabanan, but no one can force you.
They don't think it's a mitzvah. Court for it, yeah.
But Rabbi Kivegar says over here, on this, what it says over here, avak ribis, it's the first line in the Rabbi Kivegar, hareza avak ribis, on this word of the Chaber, you see the first line in the Rabbi Kivegar there? Chidush Rabbi Kivegar says, "Umikomakom kill Yoiser." It's even more lenient than Avak Ribis. The Avak Ribis chayv lotzei sidei shemayim. You have to at least give it back lotzei sidei shemayim lahadurei laloive to give it back to the loive. Mashinkim b'mukdemus u'mucheres. You don't even have to be lotzei sidei shemayim. There's no inyan to give it back. If the guy sent you flowers and then you lent him the money, you can keep it. There's no inyan at all to give it back. It's not even ribis derabanan. It's just like not a good thing. or whatever. But it's not. It's the lashon avak ribis. Rabbi Kiviger says is lav dafka. It's less than avak ribis. What?
He says it's less.
I don't know, Marisayan. It smells like ribis because you're giving the guy money because of a loan in the saviv of a loan. But ribis derabanan is also when you're paying like ribis deraisa. You're paying for having the money by you. You know, for the hamtana samois, for the fact that the malva is waiting on his money, doesn't have access to his money. You're paying for that. My mukdemas mukhers. You're not really paying for that. You're paying for the favor that he did for you. So it's not really even avak ribis. But it's not a good thing. Rabbi Kiviger says you don't have to even give it back lots of day shemayim. So if the guy sends you a gift and you and I both know why he sent it. My son, I'm allowed to keep it. There's no Indian to give it back at that point.
Maybe it's only also the mechaber. They say it's avak ribis, and also it's only for the mechaber. And he didn't say that he gresh or something. Uh-huh. It's different than the mission on your own.
You're saying maybe the Rebbe Kiviger has gone the lashon of the mechaber that you didn't speak it out. If you speak it out, maybe it's worse.
Problem
could be, but my son.
Avak ribis if he keeps it.
What? So
that's why it looks like ribis. It only smells bad because the guy kept it as a gift.
Okay, but even the keeping it as a gift is only this level of smelling bad. It's not. Now the Rebbe Kiviger also, and we're going a little out of order, but before we go to that, so let's talk back about this Ramah. So the Ramah says it's only usher if you actually spoke it out, or if it's a matana meruba. Let's say it's a matana meruba that it's a big.
He's gonna get. He says something's going
right.
on.
A matana meruba is also obvious. Just like pirish. It's the same thing. There's no way you could touch it up that it's not for that. Now, the Maisa, the Shach over here in, where are we? The same letters? Yeah, the Shach and Yud. Yeah, okay, the Shach and Yud. So the Shach has a whole arichos over here. What happens if the loiv is mechaven, but he doesn't speak it out? So Lemaisa, he says that he goes back and forth about it, but Rabbi Kiviger is meikel, and the bottom line is, even if you look at the last two lines of the Shach, okay, it says, the Shach of Kosov Bagoyz Drisha B'Shem Marshal. You see where the last five lines of this Shach Sif Katan Yud? It's on page 7. So he says like this, V'kasa b'gaz yishu b'shem ha'ashal, d'chol ma'ash yedeya, if the loiva knows, sh'balav hachi la'haya oisa la'klal, the loiva knows that I would not have done it. Klal, have a kimatana meruba v'asar. So the mashal is saying that it is asar. What?
If you never do such a thing.
That the loiva knows that he's only giving it to him because of the loan, he's not allowed to do it. Even if he's not a farish. You know, he doesn't say this is for the loan. But Lamai, between me and you, you and I both know, I'm doing it because I want to get a loan from you in the future or because I already got the loan from you. So either one of those cases, he says, if you're only doing it because of the loan, it's aser. V'nira li, and the Shach says a general cloud, that kol ufi ha'inyin, ulufi ma shenikr bedas mishaleach, based on the loive, v'alpizei yeshlam ed lepli, apoyis kev, everyone agrees, it has to do with the das of the mishaleach. So, now, the problem is...
So one says he's not speaking it out here.
He's not speaking it out.
He's sending something.
And he knows...
Sends, but he knows that he's doing it for this thing.
Right.
Does the other person receiving it, obviously...
Irrelevant.
We don't care.
Irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
It has to do with the das and mishaleach. Okay. Now, but Lemaisa, this is the Shach comes out. The Shach wants to say that if it's very clear and you and everyone knows that it's because of the loan, it's a problem. Lemaisa, Rabbi Kiviger over here, it's in the next piece of Rabbi Kiviger. He says, okay, it's hard to in that shikul, it's a v'chein kasev, like six lines down. He says, aval, it's the last word on the line. It's right in the middle of the par of the chapter. One, two, three,
right,
four, five, six, seven lines down. The last word on the line is giving aval. Aval l'shitas harosh v'hatur desasam harama kavasayu lahalacha. According to the Rama, which is bringing down the rosh and the tur that hold, the ena aser ela b'mefarish, that it's only aser when you're mefarish. Ein nafkamina mekolzeh. I don't understand the whole arichas of the shach. You are mechavin. You're not mechavin. You know that it's because of the law. It doesn't make a difference. Afil b'miskavin mutar. Even if you know that it's only You're only giving it to him because alone it's mutter. Ella b'matana meruba, unless it's mamash matana meruba, like the lashon harama, kiven the mucha milsa avakei pirish. It's obvious, it's clear, but it's not matana meruba. But you know that you're only giving it because of the loan. That's mutter zaktur b'kivegar. The divrei hashach kan the mashma the kach kasav lahalacha the b'miskav and also tzarchin. The whole shach is shver because what's the shach bringing down the marshal and all these other shittas that hold. That it's aser. If you have kavana, that's only in the shittas hamachaber, but in the shittas harama that we go with the harama, there's no problem. And since it's a machlokes between the shach and Rabbi Kiveger, the Chavos Das also, who's the Nesivus, also goes with Rabbi Kiveger. Since it's a machlokes between the shach and Rabbi Kiveger on a shaila of ribus mukdemes mukhes, which is a very shvach issa derabonon, sanim nesdresa, so savik issa derabonon lakula, so you can be makel like this Rabbi Kiveger that. It's only aser mukdemes mukheres if you mafarish, or it's not, or matana meruba. But otherwise,
what's matana meruba is the question.
What?
Big giant car.
How does it help giving the guy?
Obvious. It's
yeah, it helps. The guy remembers.
Do you have to speak it, or it speaks for itself?
Something with money.
No.
Something meruba to you, may not be meruba to the
oh,
you should.
Oh no. That's not alone. Yeah. That's not halva.
Oh, another candle. I got six.
Only on matanas mois.
It's got to be like you know.
Yeah. Now there are a lot of cases of this, you know what I mean? But like for example, you know, like we spoke about last week. Let's say, you know, a simple thing, because someone's going to the store and he's going somewhere. He's going up to New York, so I ask him, "Can you go get me some sfarim?" And you know, and I'll pay you back when you come back. And you know, you appreciate that he's going to schlep back the sfarim for you, or whatever, or make the order for you, or whatever it is. So you know, you give him, you know, you give him something on the way, you know, for the trip or whatever. Lamaisa, if it's because of the tircha, it's good. But like, if it's because he's laying out the money for you, and he's just going to cover the in the meanwhile or whatever, so that's like a case where it could be Rubis Mukdemis, Rubis Mukharis. It does come up, the child. I can't think right now, but we've had childless of Rubis Mukdemis and Mukharis.
But if it's asked as if it's just a favor, it's not a...
And he would always, and the other guy would do the favor for him too if he was going the other way.
It's more of a favor between friends.
Yeah, but it's a loan, Lamaisa. So it depends why you're paying, why you're giving them the extra. If you're giving them the extra...
It's a favor.
Yeah. Favor of what? Of laying the money or favor of swapping back the svarim? That's the question.
It's a stronger case. Now it's only going on a pal, but he spent 2 minutes talking to the guy making your order.
Right.
So now you give him another $20. Now what?
Right.
Honestly, it probably depends on how much you have to lay out. It's a few dollars.
Okay, but you're already getting involved in and it has to do with the fact that you lay out.
You said you get the word matana meruba.
Now, Lamaisa, there's a very important, it's Rabbi Kiveger, Achavas Das, the Pesachei Tshuva brings it down. Where is the Pesachei Tshuva? Yeah, here, no. One second, let me... Yes, Katan Zion, Pesachei Tshuva. We can't even find it in this one. Oh, here. In the wrong page, that's why. It's on the first page. Yeah, page 6. So Pesachei Tshuva, on the last line here, is Zion, and it's also it's Rabbi Kiveger also. They both bring down from the Chavos Das, like this. What happens if you give a guy money before, he's going to lend you the money, and you give him a matana, and you say, I'm giving you this, I'm manas that you lend me the money. But if you don't lend me the money, you have to give it back to me.
Well, that's
Ketutza, no? So even though it's Mukdemes, because it's only for him,
sure.
But over there, they want to say that's Rebus Ketutza.
Yeah.
That's right, so because you're...
This is only for the
No, but the point is that the reason it's Ketutza...
That's tied to the loan. That's got nothing to do with that car. Relationship. Right. No, I'm making you a deal. You loan me money, I'm giving you this in advance.
No, but why isn't it Mukdemes Mukher? You have to say Alumnus. You're saying a nice Svara. But the Alumnus is because till he... No, listen to Alumnus. Till he lends me the money, he doesn't own it. So it only became him at the time that he lent it. So mil is not mukdemes. The point is that since it calls man, since calls man, since Kolzman he didn't lend the money, it's not his. It only becomes his with the fact that he's lending it. So Mela, now as he's lending it, it became his. Yeah. So it's not mukdemes. Yeah. It's taka with the law.
Yeah, it's that package.
It's bisman of the law.
Something happens to the object while it's in the possession of the lender.
Make the loan
prior to the loan.
You may have been having stupid.
Right. It's not going to be his. Look at the Lashon. Rabbi Kiviger brings it down. If you want, we'll look at Rabbi Kiviger because we're already on a roll with Rabbi Kiviger's. It's on page 6. On Rabbi Kiviger that says, Sevav Devar Maska Vahaya Meshagar Lo Doirin.
Hold on, hold on. 6.
You see here?
Mine is not the.
Hayah Meshagar Lo Doirin. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiviger says, Nirlani is Daiti. I think the zeu dafka b'sholech loyderech matana. I'm sending you a gift. Umevakish mimenu shi'alveyu b'shol zeh. And you know, yes, it's very nice. Who derech shoychad be'alma? It's like a shoychad. Aval im hisna amenas shi'alveyu. But if a masne that you only have this if you lend me the money im kain im eino malve if you don't lend it to me tzarach lahachzer then you have to give it back to me. Uveshas halva and only at the time of the loan have a kenois in loy. It's like I'm giving. It's like the loyv is giving it to me a gift at the time of the loan. V'doime it's similar ka'oimer choyv she'etzli mochol lach. I'm gonna be mochli achoyv but tonight she'talveni. Okay, to have a koimer im talveni achoyv mochol lach. I don't know why that lamashal is any better than the case. But the point is that Rabbi Kiviger says that he gave a mashal that's more complicated than the case. But the point is that. That this is a yisoid that they all say that if you don't give it if you don't lend me the loan then you have to give back. Now maybe this I didn't think about it, but maybe your application fees and stuff like that could that the pshat is if you're not going to take out the loan give it back to
money.
you
never get it back.
Maybe that's a different case. I don't know.
You do not get it back. Application fee just means
right.
I know. I'm saying there's a different type of case
and there's no guarantee you're going to get the loan.
Right.
Like any fee.
I have a question on what he said about you. He's going to New York. He's going to get Sfarim for me. Okay. He puts it on his credit card. Puts it on his Visa card. He hasn't paid for it yet because his Visa bill hasn't come in.
That's correct.
Or.
But he borrowed money from them to pay the store for him.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's say the bill comes to $32.73. I give him back check, cash $32.73 on the nose. But his Visa card gives him miles for using it.
That's fine. It's fine because he's not getting ribbis from you. He's getting ribbis from someone else. A third party ribbis is okay. It's only from the
you didn't do any of it. You're not doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Huh? That's a great line.
So,
that's a trick.
All the time.
That's a trick. You got to lend somebody money.
What? Can you use the miles?
Can you give them a gift for Amanasi makes the loan?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Somebody.
He actually gave him the gift. It's actually his. He doesn't have to give it back. However, he's now contracted to make the loan. And
what if he doesn't? Fine, but he's not going to have to give back the matana.
Matana, no.
But it's almanas.
I'm still taking the credit
card. But it wasn't simply almanas. It was
there's two separate things. Two separate things.
So you promised him the contract you were going to make the loan.
So you promised me at the time that you lent it, you were mechayev yourself to give a loan, but you didn't actually give it. But it's not. The matana wasn't for the loan. The matana was for the hischayvus of the loan.
Right.
Okay, so that's mukdemes. I don't think that's mukdemes.
You think that's the exact same case.
No.
That's a different lumdus.
No, but that's Rabbi Kiviger's lumdus. Rabbi Kiviger's speaking out that the lumdus is because it became his at the time of the loan. He's getting it with the loan. Since he's only getting that with the loan, that's Rabbi's ksusa. In your case, he's not getting it with the loan. He's getting it with the eschivus to make the loan. That's different. By the way, I'm not going to talk about it now because I don't know. I don't remember. I have to look it up again. But similar to this, is a very interesting shaila. What happens if you borrow money, ribbis, at you needed a big business deal, whatever, and you find the guy that's going to lend you the $500,000 that you need, and he's charging 17%, whatever. And then you borrow the money, and then you go back to the guy, and you say, "Ribbis Ksutza, I can't pay you. I'm not going to pay you. You know, you lent me the money for 6 months.
Probably end up in the hospital.
You know. You'll never get a loan again. That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
So, you're saying the hospital fees are less than the 17%. No. So the question is like this. The question is the poskim talk about, is it just like a mekach tois? Is it halva b'tois? Meaning to say, he'll say, okay, fine, you're right. Fine, don't pay me the ribbis, but then you're going to give me back the money now. He said, no, you lent it to me for 6 months. I have 6 months on the money. The ribbis is something else. That I'm not paying you. But the money you gave me for 6 months, I have a right to keep the money for 6 months. Or can the malva say, I only gave you the 6 months on the money for the ribbis. If you're not going to pay in the ribbis, I hear, so I'm going to give you back the money now. I don't think. There's a big machlok zachronin.
How does he lend money with ribbis, not mushmarim?
What?
How does he lend money back with ribbis?
Okay, it's chal though. It's chal. You don't say that it's not chal.
He has to pay him for the damage it did to him because he could have taken that money.
He's going to do to him. Huh?
That's an advantage. If he doesn't, give it somewhere else. So you just made a deal. I said, okay, here's the money.
That's what ribbis is.
That is the whole point. The point is it like a tanai in the halva that you could say, I made a halva b'tois? By mekach u'memka, right? If I tell you, this is clear. If I tell you that I'm going to pay you, I'm going to pay you. It costs $10. In a year from now, I'll pay you $20. So you're not allowed to do that. So you could say I can't pay you. So the guy said, fine. So then you can give me the $10 now, or then give me it back. But you can't say, well, I'll give you the $10 later.
Right.
You told me I could pay you in a month, in a year, and on my side, you told I can't pay you 20, so I'll pay you 10 in a year. No. You can't have it both ways. So, Bashar is in halva, do you say that also? It's a big machlokes in the poiskim, is if the halva is totally, if the ribbis makes it that, you know, the halva is totally in that. Anyway, but that's.
Why is it different than the other tonight?
Because it's not mekach u'memkar. So, you got the money for halva. That's it, he gave it to you for halva. Now, something else, he's charging for it that you can't pay. Two different.
You said you knew
okay.
That's not considered part of the thing.
Okay, it's 10:45. Should we go into Knas now or save that for next week?
Wait, but maybe if you say the Lashon tonight, that would be a different story.
No. Okay, yeah, if you said the Lashon tonight, yeah, but the question is, we're asking without saying Lashon tonight.
Right, without saying Lashon tonight,
stop. Does Ribbis make the loan? Make the loan. Yeah, or
isn't
yeah.
Isn't much because of the Torah? I mean, you're saying the Torah says you can't have ribbis. So
okay, good. But the Maisa Tzchal, you owe him the money. The Maisa, you owe him the money. No, you're not allowed, but you owe him the money.
You owe the money.
So he has to, okay, you're not allowed to pay it, so it's a different issue, but it'll make a choice. Okay, so next week, comes Hashem, so it's after Shavuos. Next week, we're going to be Mamash after Shavuos. We're all going to be fired up, so we're going to go right there. But we'll do Derek Knas and Mitzvah Hashem next week. Okay. Go ahead.